نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلا اذا بلغت التراقي وقيل من راق وظن انه الفراق والتفت الساق بالساق الى ربك يومئذ المساق صدق الله العظيم. We skipped a very important issue which is discussed in Surah Al-Qiyamah, ayah number 16, 17, 18 and 19. And actually these ayat concern the issue of the compilation of Quran. As we know, the sequence of the revelation of the ayat and surahs of Quran is definitely different from the sequence of compilation of this Quran. Now the question is, who compiled it? These ayat tell us, this compilation was done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. When he said, لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به, don't move your tongue hastily to remember this Quran. إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنَ, we take responsibility. That number one, you will not forget it. We shall gather it in your heart or in your mind. And Qur'ana, the sequence of recitation, that is also upon us. We will tell you where to place this surah. A surah is being revealed now, where it should be placed among the surahs that have already been revealed. فَإِذَا قَرَانَاهُ فَاتَّبَيْ قُرْآنَ. And when we fix this sequence of qiraat and recitation, then you have to follow the same sequence of qiraat. So there is the ahadith, you know, which tell that the Prophet ﷺ used to have a daurah, a round of Qur'an, during this month of Ramadan, with Hazrat Jibrail alayhi salatu wassalam. He used to recite, and Jibrail used to listen. And in that way, you know, the sequence was being fixed. And in the last Ramadan of the life of the Prophet ﷺ, it was repeated twice. So the compilation was completed within the lifetime of the Prophet ﷺ. Although in the form of a book, it was not present. It was compiled in the form of a book during the caliphate of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala. But Quran had been compiled, the sequence had been fixed, and so many huffaz were there who had memorized the whole of Quran according to this sequence which we have today in Quran. And this is the sequence of Quran in the Lauh-e-Mahfuz, in the Kitab-e-Maknoon. This is there with the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we proceed. Because there was one scene, you know, it was shown. What will happen on the Day of Judgment? وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ. When the whole mankind will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, waiting for the judgment. Now on the faces of the people, the judgment will be there written on their faces. Just as we have, you know, during the high school days, there used to be declared, you know, result is going to be declared on 1st of March. And when the students were there, so everybody could see on the face who is going to fail and who is going to pass. So actually, before the announcement of the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people will know what is going to happen to us. Therefore, some of the faces will be very fresh, radiant, and they will be looking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of the faces will be gloomy, and they will be fearing that now the treatment which will break their bone, backbone, is going to be done to them. Now the scene is of the death. That is the bigger qiyamah, and this is the smaller qiyamah of every person, individual person. When you die, as the Prophet has said, مَمْ مَاتَ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. Who dies, his qiyamah has come, because now he cannot do anything. He cannot earn, you know, any good deeds. So whatever he could earn, he had earned already, as if his qiyamah has come. So a scene from that qiyamah, when death comes. Kalla iza balagatit taraqi. Nay, when the departing soul reaches the collar bone, you know, when it is all going out and reaches here. Waqeela man raq. And it is said, is there any soothsayer? Now the doctors have given, you know, they have said it's hopeless. They can't do anything. You can take your patient to your home. But is there any soothsayer, some sorcerer, someone who can save his life? Qila man raq wa zanna annahu al-firaq. And now that person himself has come to believe that now this is the departure. I have to leave this world, I'm going. Wal taffat is-saqu bis-saq. In that, you know, the legs will come together and twist round each other. This is, you know, alam-e-naza, when, you know, this life is being taken out, the soul is being taken out. It's a very hard time on human beings, if you have seen people dying, you know. So the legs will be twisting around each other. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ يَجْنِ الْمَسَاقِ. So on that day, you will be driven towards your Lord, and there is no other place to run away and to have any refuge. فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَلَّىٰ. But he neither affirmed nor prayed. This is the condition of the chiefs of Quraysh. They listened to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they didn't accept. فَلَا صَدَّقَ. Neither they accepted that whatever you are saying is true and good. وَلَا صَلَّىٰ. Nor were they ready to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the contrary, وَلَاكِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّىٰ. But they belied and turned away. ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ يَتَمَطَّىٰ. And then he went to his family arrogantly. أَوْلَىٰ لَكَ فَأَوْلَىٰ. Woe to thee and woe to thee. ثُمَّ أَوْلَىٰ لَكَ فَأَوْلَىٰ. Again woe to thee. O man, woe. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدًى. Does man think that he is to be left wandering aimlessly, unrewarded? He will be left alone. No reward, no punishment. أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَةً مِّن مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى. Was it not a sperm drop which was emitted? ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً. Then he was a clot of blood, according to the old translations. But what I have come to understand, a leech-like structure hanging from the wall of the womb of the mother. Alaqa, muallaq. Fakhalaqa fasawwa. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it and fashioned it and gave it the figure. Faja'ala minhu zawjain az-zakara wal unsa. And then he made of him two kinds, the male and the female, from the same sperm drop. Allah is making one a male child, other a female child. The whole system of body different, psychologically different, everything different. Alaysa zalika biqadirin ala yuhyi al-mauta. Is not that Allah able to bring that to life? If you could create you out of that, you know, sperm drop, can that Allah not bring you back to life after your death? And here we must say, Bala ya Rabbal Alameen, wa nahnu ala zalika min ash-shahideen. Why not, O our Lord? And we testify to it that actually this will happen. Now, Suratul Insan or Suratul Dahr. There are two names of this one surah. Suratul Insan and Suratul Dahr. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hal ata'ala al-insan hinun min ad-dahr lam yakun shay'an mazkura. Now this Suratul Qiyamah and Suratul Dahr, they are a pair. An additional thing is that Suratul Qiyamah has ended with the mention of this nutfa and then alaqa, this creation in the womb. And Suratul Insan or Suratul Dahr starts with it. So they are joined together. هَلْ أَتَعَلَ الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Has there not been a time, a period of time when man was nothing which can be mentioned? Everybody knows. Every man has come from that sperm drop and nobody likes to mention it. But there was a point in time when each one of us was in the form of a sperm drop. هَلْ أَتَعَلَ الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. He was not something mentionable. It cannot even be mentioned. So low. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ. Verily, we have created man out of a mingled sperm drop. Now this also, now we can understand. Formerly, the Mufassirin couldn't understand. What does it mean, intermingling? Actually, it is the coming together of the ovum of the mother and the sperm of the father. One cell as ovum, which is coming from the mother, ovary, and one cell, that the sperm, coming from the father, they join together, and then they become one cell, and that is called zygote. So this is actually nutfatam amshajin, the mixed, when the both cells, they mix with each other and become one cell. Nabtalihi, and we have created man, what for? To test him. Faj'alnahu samiyan basira. This is the same thing that we read in Suratul Mulk. Khalaqal mawta wal hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. He has created death and life so that he tests you and tries you. Who among you does the better deeds and good deeds? So the same thing is here. Inna khalaqnal insana min nutfatin amshajin nabtalihi. In order to test him. Faj'alnahu samiyan basira. Therefore, we gave him and we made him the listening, we gave him the listening and seeing. Hearing and seeing faculties we gave to him. Inna hadaynahu sabil. And secondly, we have shown him the way, the path. This was on us. Hadaynahu najdain. Falhamaha fujuraha wa taqwaha. Inna alayna lal huda. This responsibility rests on us. We shall make this way is correct, this is wrong. That we shall explain through our messengers, through our revelations. But then the choice is theirs. Inna hadaynahu sabil imma shakiram wa imma kafura. Whosoever wants to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, well, let him be. And whosoever wants to be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let him be. It is the choice that we have given to every man. Inna atadna lil kafirin. But the end is not going to be the same. Choice is yours. Faman shaa fal yu'min wa man shaa fal yakfur. The choice is yours. But the end will be very different. Inna atadna lil kafirin salasila wa aghlalam wa sa'ira. Surely we have prepared for the disbelievers chains and fetters and blazing fire. Inna labrar, on the other hand, those, the pious people, yashrabuna min kasin, they will be drinking from a cup. Kana mizajuha kafura, where will be an admixture of camphor or a spring in the garden. You know that there will be mixing of water from that spring. There are two interpretations of the ayah. Aina yashrabu biha ibadullah is going to be a fountain or a spring in the paradise, in the garden. Yashrabu biha ibadullah, the servants of Allah will drink beside it on the coast of that spring or river. Yufajjirunaha tafjira, and they will take it, divide it into their own gardens. The Al-Jannah is a big garden, but there are gardens for individuals. Jannatu adnin illati tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Every person in the Jannah will have its own garden. And you know the branches of that spring or fountain, they will be taking to their own gardens. Yufuna bin Nasr, they fulfill their vows. Vayakhafuna yawman kana sharruhu mustatira. Their vows they fulfill and fear a day, the evil of which will be widespread. Vayut'imuna ta'ama ala hubbihi, and they used to feed, to give food to the people for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or although they also are in need of that food. Two meanings. Ala hubbihi, for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or even when they themselves need that food. In the time of drought, for example, in the time of famine, but they have the courage to whatsoever they have to share it with the others. يُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ أَحُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Everyone who is needy or is orphan or is a captive. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. And then they say, we are feeding you only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً. We don't expect any reward from you. وَلَا شُكُورًا. And not even thanks. We don't want thanks from you. We are feeding you for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Him. Inna nakhafu min Rabbina yawman abusan qamtarira. Indeed, we are fearing from our Lord on that day, you know, which is going to be frowning and very distressful. فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from the evil of that day. وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَذْرَةً وَسُرُورًا, and caused them to receive radiance and pleasure. وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا, and he recompensed them, rewarded them due to the endurance that they had. They persevered in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا, due to their patience that they showed. جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا, Allah will reward them the garden and the silken clothings. مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ, they will be reclining there in that garden, عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ, on couches. لَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهَا شَمْسًا وَلَا زَمْهَرِيرًا, they will not see in it neither the heat of sun, no intense heat, nor intense cold. وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا, and its shades will be over them. دَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ, close upon them the shades. And ذُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا تَذْلِيلًا, and the clusters of the fruit will also be very near to them. They can catch them very easily. وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ, and there shall be passed round them vessels of silver and goblets, وَأَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرَا, which will be made of glass, crystal. But that glass or crystal, قَوَارِيرَ مِّن فِضَّةٍ, it will be from silver. Silver made so transparent that you can see through it. This glass is made of glass, but maybe a glass made of silver, but the silver is so transparent that you can see through it. وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَاسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا, and therein they will be given to drink a cup whose mixture will be from ginger. عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا, this is also a fountain in the garden and its name is Salsabil. وَيَتُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانُ مُخَلَّدُونَ, and there shall go round about them immortal youths, boys, which you call, you know, in your restaurants, boy. They will be serving, and they will be, you know, there everywhere. But they will remain of the same age. They will not get old, so that they remain permanently serving these people. مُخَلَّدُونَ, إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا, and they will be so handsome that when you see them, you will feel that they are scattered pearls. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا, and wherever you look, you would see bliss and great kingdom. عَلِيَهُمْ ثِيَابُ سُنْدُسٍ خُضْرٌ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٌ, upon them shall be the garments of green silk and brocade. And they shall, وَهُلُّوا أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ, they shall be adorned with bracelets of silver. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا, and their Lord shall give them a drink of pure beverage, pure wine. إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً, all this is a reward for you. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا, and all the deeds that you did, all the striving that you undertook, that has been appreciated by Lord, and so in reward you have been given all these things. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ تَنْزِيلًا, verily we have revealed to you this Quran slowly, gradually, تَنْزِيلًا. فَاسْمِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ, so wait for the command of your Lord. وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آسِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا, and don't obey these people who are opposing you, who are sinful and ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't listen to them even, what they are saying. Some of them used to come, oh Muhammad, just we should have some compromise. This Quran, as we have read in Surah Yunus, this Quran is very, very rigid. There should be some compromise between you and us. So either you bring forth some other Quran, or you make some changes in it. In the same way in Surah Bani Israel we have read, وَإِنْ كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرًا, they want to, that you should abandon this Quran which we have revealed to you, and you should say something yourself, and then you say that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this pressure, but oh Muhammad, you don't even listen to them. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ تَنْزِيلًا, verily we have sent down this Quran on you in a very gradual manner. فَاسْمِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبَّكَ, So you have to wait for the command of your Lord. وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ عَاصِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا. Don't obey or listen even attentively to any one of them who are a sinner and who is very ungrateful to Allah. وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And remember the name of your Lord in the mornings as well as in the evenings. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ. And some part of the night also. You keep prostrating before him. وَصَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا تَوِيلًا. And glorifying him in the long hours of the night. إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ يُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةَ وَيَذَرُونَ وَرَاءَهُمْ يَوْمًا ثَقِيلًا. We had the ayah in Surah Al-Qiyamah. كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةَ وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةَ. The same thing is here. إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ يُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةَ. These people, these kuffar, these disbelievers who are turning away, who are not accepting you, actually they are in love of this world, this ajila, the present world, the present life. Inna haula yuhibbun al-ajila wa yadharuna warahum yawman saqila. And they are putting behind them the remembrance of the heavy day. That heavy day, that is the day of resurrection. Nahnu khalaqnahum wa shaddadna asrahum. Verily we created them and we have strengthened their joints. Asrahum. وَإِذَا شَيْنَا بَدَّلْنَا أَمْسَالَهُمْ تَبْدِيلًا. And whenever we will like, we shall substitute the like of them in exchange. We shall exchange them. And there will be new bodies we shall give them. إِنَّ هَذِهِ تَذْكِرَةً. Verily, this is admonition. This is reminding. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. So whosoever wishes, he can take, adopt the path towards his Lord. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. And you cannot wish unless Allah permits. For that, final sanction has to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah kana aliman hakima. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything and is all wise. Yudkhilu man yasha'u fi rahmatihi. He admits into his mercy whomsoever he likes. Wa zalimina, as for the evildoers, adda lahum azaban alima. He has prepared for them a very painful chastisement. Now Suratul Mursalat and then Suratul Naba, they are a pair. You will see this Suratul Mursalat has 50 ayat, 40 in first section, 10 in the next. Suratul Naba, 40 ayat, 30 in first section, 10 in the second. And very similar to each other. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والمرسلات عرفا. By the winds sent continuously, wind blowing. فالعاصفات عصفا. And by the scattering winds who scatter the clouds. We have read two surahs of this style. والصافات صفا فالزاجرات زجرا فالتاليات ذكرا سورة الصافات والزاريات ذروا والحاملات وقرا. The second was والزاريات. Third is this مرسلات. And I explained at that time that here either the winds or the angels are mentioned. Except the final fifth of this style will be, that will be سورة العاديات. There the horses are referred. But in the four, these are either winds or the angels. And I have also mentioned, Rih and Ruh, they are very close to each other. Just as Nar and Noor are very close to each other. Rih and Ruh, we can't see air. We know that air is here, but can't see it. We know that Ruh is on us, but can't see it. So Rih and Ruh are also very close. So first two oaths which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking here, they refer to winds. But the rest, they refer to the angels. وَالنَّاشِرَاتِ نَشْرًا. And the scattering winds, scattering clouds. Then فَالْفَارِقَاتِ فَرْقًا. Then serving them severally. Now فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا. And they bring down remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hearts of the people. Udran or nudran, by way of excusing or warning. By way of either cut off the excuses or to warn. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends this zikr, and mulkiyat zikran, and the angels, you know, they recite that zikr, They recited to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Muhammad then recited it to the people. So these are the oaths, and they are the most difficult portion of Quran, the interpretation of these oaths. And there are so many views. But what is the fact that on which these oaths are taken? إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَوَاقِعٌ. Definitely, what you are being promised is going to happen. Don't think this mention of resurrection and, you know, as-sa'a, al-qiyama, al-jannah, al-jahannam, it's nothing. No, these are facts, and these will come before your eyes. إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَوَاقِعٌ. Whatever you are being promised, it will happen. فَإِذَا النُّجُومُ طُمِسَتْ. So when the stars will be made dim, وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ فُرِجَتْ. And when the heaven will be cleft asunder, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ نُصِفَتْ. And when the mountains will be scattered like dust, وَإِذَا الرُّسُلُ أُقَّتَتْ. And when the messengers will be gathered to their appointed time, the messengers will be summoned. Come on. The messenger who was sent to Qawm Aad, come on and testify that you had delivered that message that we sent to you, to your people Aad. So they will be summoned. Is there Rusul Uqqitat? Li'ayya yawmin ujjalat? To what day has all this been delayed? This thing has been deferred, delayed. For what day? Which day? Li'yawmil fasl. It has been deferred till the day of decision, day of judgment. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. And what will make you realize what is that day of decision and judgment? وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe on that day to the beliars. Now this ayah will be repeated 10 times. Woe to those who belied, who rejected, who said there's no truth in these things. أَلَمْ نُهْلِكِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Did we not destroy the ancients? ثُمَّ نُتْبِعُهُمُ الْآخِرِينَ. And we shall cause the later ones to follow them. If we destroyed those, people of Nuh and Hud and Saleh, we can destroy Quraysh also. We can destroy Romans also. We can destroy others also. كَذَلِكَ نَفْعَلُ بِالْمُجْرِمِينَ. In this way we deal with the guilty. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe on that day to the beliars. أَلَمْ نَخْلُقُكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ. Now these are all signs from different aspects of what we see, our observations. أَلَمْ نَخْلُقُكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ. Did we not create you from a hateful fluid? فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. Then we placed it in a secure depository, the womb of your mother. إِلَىٰ قَدْرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Till an appointed term. فَقَدَّرْنَا. فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. So we appointed and measured. And how excellent are we, the measurers. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. 9 months we kept you in the wombs of your mothers. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا. Have we not made this earth a receptacle? أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا. For the living as well as for the dead. He is sustaining the living, giving food to give you the sustenance. But it will deceive you when you are dead. In its womb, again you go into the womb of this earth. Ahyam wa amwata. Wajalna fiha rawasiya shamikhatin. And we have placed therein lofty mountains. Wasqainakum ma'an furata. And we gave you to drink sweet water. Wailun yawmaizil lil mukazzibin. All these things are proofs that whosoever has given you all these blessings, he will question you also. He will bring you to book. You will be accounted. And this grand accountability, you know, that will decide. Either you are a failure. So if there is failure, you are bound to go to hell. And this is وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Then woe to those who were beliars. انطلقوا الى ما كنتم به تكذبون. And then it will be said to them, now go to that place which you had been belying. That's hell. You said no, nothing of this is going to happen. انطلقوا الى ذي ثلاث شعب. Go towards that shadow having 3 branches. لا ظليل ولا يغني من اللهب. neither there is any shade in it, nor availing against the flame. Innaha tarmi be sharrin kal qasr. This is surely, it is shooting out sparks like castles or logs of woods. Kannahu jimalatun sufr. As if they are golden yellow camels. Wailun yawma izil lil mukazzibin. Hada yawmu la yantikhun. This is the day that they are not speaking, not saying anything. وَلَا يُوذَنُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ. Nor they shall be allowed to make excuses, then present their excuses. وَيْلُنْ يَوْمَ يَذِلِّ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. This is the day of decision and judgment. جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْأَوَّلِينَ. We have gathered you and also those who were before you. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ كَيْدٌ فَكِيدُونَ. So if you have something, you can have some plot. So now use that plot against us. Bring out your arguments. وَيْلُوِنْ يَوْمَ يَذِلِّ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Now the second section. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي ذِلَالٍ وَعُيُونَ. On the contrary, the God-fearing will be in the shades and springs. وَفَوَاكِهَ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. And such fruits as they will desire and like. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيَّا جَزَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Eat and drink pleasantly for what you were doing in your life. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Thus we recompense and reward those who attain excellence in their deen. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَ يَذِلِّ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Again, woe to those on that day who belied. Kulu wa tamattahu qaleelan innakum mujrimoon. Okay. Go on eating and enjoying comforts of this world for a little while. Qaleelan innakum mujrimoon. You are guilty. You are culprits. You are going to be brought to the judgment. Wa idha qila lahum irka'u la yarka'un. When it is said to them, you should bow down before your Lord, they are not ready to bow down. Waluin yawma yadhillil mukazzibin. فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. So now these people, on what discourse, which admonition, which sermon will be beneficial for them, that they will have the faith and they will believe in it. After this Quran, even now if they don't accept, then when they will be able to accept? Now Suratul Naba. Naba means a very big news. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عم يتسالون. About what do they question each other? Because when the Prophet said, you will all be resurrected, they said, oh, what is he saying? Then we shall all be dead? We will be brought to life again? And also our forefathers? So there was, a thing going on in the city. What Muhammad is saying? What news he is giving? So this is it. As Hali has said, wo bijli ka kadka tha ya saut hadi arab ki zameen jisne sari hila di. This news, that stirred up this whole society. Amma yatasaloon. About what they are questioning each other? And in Nabai Azim, about that great news, allazi hum fiya mukhtalifoon, regarding which they are differing with each other. Kalla sayalamun. Not at all. Very soon they will come to know. When it will be before them, they will come to know. Summa kalla sayalamun. Nay again, they shall soon come to know. Alam najalil arda mihada. Didn't we make the earth a cradle? Wal jibala utada. And didn't we make the mountains as pegs? Wa khalaqnakum azwaja. And we created you in pairs. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتَ. And we appointed for you sleep, for a repose. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسَ. And we appointed the night as a garment, as a cover, as a covering. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشَ. And we appointed the day for a livelihood, to earn your livelihood. Go about and earn. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا. And we built upon you, over you, seven strong firmaments. Heavens, seven heavens, strong. وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا اینڈ دین وی میڈ دی سن ایز اے ڈیزلنگ لیمپ وانزلنا من المعصرات ماء سجاجا اینڈ وی سینٹ ڈاؤن فرام دی رین کلاؤڈز ابنڈنٹ واٹر واٹر کمنگ رین کمنگ لنخرج به حبا ونباتا سو دیٹ وی برنگ آؤٹ فرام دی لینڈ فرام دی ارتھ ود دس واٹر دی گرین ایز ویل ایز دی پلانٹس وجنات الفافا ایز ویل ایز دی گارڈنز ہو آر ویری تھک ان گروتھ ان یوم الفصل کان میقاتا ویریلی شیورلی ڈیفینیٹلی دی ڈے آف دیٹ ڈیسیژن دی ڈے آف ججمنٹ از اپوائنٹڈ دیٹ ول کم وین اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ہیز گیون یو آل دیز تھنگس ویل ہی ول کوسچن یو ان وٹ وے یو اویلڈ آف دم ان وٹ وے یو یوز دیز بلیسنگز آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ان دی رائٹ وے اور دی رانگ وے اف ان دی رائٹ وے یو ول بی ریوارڈڈ اف ان دی رانگ وے یو ول بی پنشڈ ان یوم الفصل کان میقاتا دس از دی کرکس آف دی میٹر یو نو referring to these are our creations, this we have done, but the crux of the matter is that inna yawmal fasli kana miqata, the day of judgment and decision is already fixed, and we have read in suratul mursalat li ayyi yawmin ujjilat li yawmil fasl wa ma adraka ma yawmul fasl, here inna yawmal fasli kana miqata, these two surahs are a pair. یوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا the day when you know the trumpet will be blown and you will come in armies coming in multitudes وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا and the sky the heaven will be opened it will become all gates وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا And the mountains will be set in motion. So they become a mirage as a desert. Sand, slippery sand. No Himalaya, no Alps, nothing of the sort. Everything clean. La ivaja fiha wala amta. Neither any heights, nor any turns. It will, all this world will be plain. Iza dukkatil ardu dakkan dakka. You know, it will be beaten into a plain ground. Inna jahannama kanat mirsada. Verily, the hell is waiting in ambush for you. Waiting. When my prey comes. Inna jahannama kanat mirsada. Waiting in ambush. Littaghina maaba. And it's going to be the abode of the transgressors. لابسین فیہا احقابا to abide to be there to live there forever for ages and ages abiding therein for ages لا یذوقون فیہا بردا ولا شرابا they will not taste in that hell neither coolness nor any drink الا حمیما وغساقا the only drink will be boiling water and the washings of the wounds, pus and all those things. Ma'azallah. Jazam wifaqa. And this is going to be a proper and full recompense for what they have been doing. Innahum kanu la yarjuna hisaba. Verily, they were never expecting that they are going to be, you know, to be asked and questioned. They didn't hope any reckoning. Innahum kanu la yarjuna hisaba. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِسَابًا And they kept belying our revelations vehemently. وَكُلَّ شَيْنْ أَحْسَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا But on the other hand, we had kept a record of everything written. And everything we have computed in a book. فَزُوقُوا Now taste. فَلَنْ نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا We are not going to increase for you anything except the severeness of the chastisement. Now, the second section. Inna lilmuttaqina mafaza. The same, you know, pattern is the same. Suratul Mursalat and Suratul Naba. Verily, for the God-fearing, there is success and achievement. Inna lilmuttaqina mafaza. What is it? حدائق وأعنابا, gardens and vineyards, وكواعب أترابا, and youthful wives of equal age, loving, وكأسا دهاقا, and an overflowing cup to drink. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا. They will not have to listen there and hear, not any vain talk, nor any lying. جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. This will be the recompense from your Lord, a gift of reckoning. رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما, who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and whatsoever is between them. لا يملكون منه خطابا. They will not be able, they will not have the power to talk to him, to converse with him. Nobody will have the courage to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ, the day when the ar-ruh, that is Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ and other angels, they'll be standing saffan, in arrays, in rows, لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ, none of them will be able to speak a word, إِلَّا مَنْ أَذْنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَانِ, except the one to whom Rahman, the compassionate, has given permission to speak. وَقَالَ سَوَابًا, and then he will not say anything wrong. They will not intercede on the behalf of the culprits. They will say whatever is correct. Nothing wrong. First of all, they will not have the courage to speak without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after the permission they get, they will say whatever is truth. Nothing wrong. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ, this is the day, the true day, the day which is certain to come, sure to come. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَعَابًا, so whosoever wants, he can take a recourse to his Lord. إِنَّا أَنْزَرْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا, we have warned you against that chastisement which is very near. Don't think it's very far off. Maybe you die tonight and the punishment starts. In the barzakh, in the grave also. As the Prophet says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every grave is either a pit from the pits of Jahannam, hell, or a small garden among the gardens of Jannah. So that is going to start immediately. إِنَّا أَنْزَرْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا, we have warned you. You won't be able to say that we were not forewarned. The warning has come to you. And this is the same word, nazir. You know, the second ayah of Surah Al-Muddassir. يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّسِّرُ قُمْ فَأَنْزِرْ, gird up your loins, stand up and start warning the people. يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ, the day when man will see what his both hands had sent before him. You know, whatever we are doing, it is going on. It's being deposited in the hereafter. It's being, you know, credited or discredited to our account. Going on. But we are forgetting. But on that day, we have to see, this is what we had sent. يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ, when the person will see. Faman, whosoever does even, you know, equal to an atom good, yara, he will see it. Faman yamal misqala zarratin khairan yara, faman yamal misqala zarratin sharran yara, either good or bad, whatever you have committed, howsoever small it might be, you will see it before you. Wa yaqulul kafir, and on that day the disbeliever would say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba. Oh, would it be that I was mere dust and not a man? Because had we been dust, there would not have been any questioning here. No reward, no accountability. There is a very beautiful saying in Persian language, Mara akash ke madar nazade. This will be our condition. Would that my mother had not born me. Would that I was not born a human being. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, you know, رضي الله تعالى عنه, used to say, how much I long that I should have been like a parrot, like a sparrow, this small animal, not accountable, like a blade of grass, which is put in the fire, burnt, but no questioning, no reckoning, no accounting. So if whosoever has real faith in it, he keeps fearing. Amma man khafa maqama rabbihi wa naha nafsa anil hawa. But on that day, the kafir would say, wa yaqulu al kafiru ya laytani kuntu turaba. Would that I were mere dust and nothing else. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikril hakim.